Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article called AI in Operations and Supply Chain, Automation and Resilience, directed by Senior Management, written by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And this one is squarely aimed at the boardroom, not IT, not the operations manager down the corridor, the senior leadership table.
That's the whole point Brett is making. The technology exists. The question is whether senior management is actually directing it or just waiting to see what happens.
So what's the core argument?
He says automation and predictive tools only deliver real outcomes when the board treats them as strategic levers, not technology projects. And he's specific about four priorities. First, protect continuity, meaning shorten how long it takes to recover from a supplier failure or logistics breakdown. Second, release working capital by getting smarter about inventory. Third, improve unit economics through automation of repetitive processes and predictive maintenance. Fourth, protect reputation and stay compliant when automated decisions touch customers or regulators.
The working capital point is interesting. A lot of owners carry too much stock because they don't trust their forecasts. Brett addresses that directly.
He does. He talks about replacing long lead forecasts with near real-time demand signals. Instead of ordering based on what you thought demand would be 6 weeks ago, you feed actual current signals into a replenishment engine. That reduces your days of inventory and cuts stockouts at the same time.
Which sounds right in theory, but where does that data come from? Most SMEs don't have a clean, reliable data pipeline.
Brett is quite firm on this. The data foundations come first. Master data for SKUs, suppliers, customers, assets, all of it has to be sorted before you can trust what the AI is telling you. The goal is to augment what your team can see and act on, but that only works if the underlying data is reliable.
So you can't just buy a tool and plug it in.
Right. He also talks about a supply chain control tower, a single view that pulls together supplier data, logistics data, and internal operations data so you can see exceptions before they become crises. That's the visibility piece.
And that would have been relevant for a lot of businesses that got badly caught out when supply chains broke down. The ones who saw it coming had visibility. The ones who didn't were reactive.
Exactly. The resilience argument runs through the whole piece. He specifically calls out mean time to detect and mean time to recover as KPIs the board should be tracking. When something breaks, how quickly do you know and how quickly are you back up?
He's also got a governance section that is unusually prescriptive. He doesn't just say someone should own this. He maps out a three-tier structure.
Yes, board-level AI oversight committee at the top, then an executive steering committee, CEO, COO, CFO, CIO, and the HR lead. Then what he calls an operations center of excellence, the OCO, which does the day-to-day work and is tied directly into the ERP and warehouse management systems.
Here's the skeptic's question. A lot of businesses listening to this don't have a COO and a CIO. They've got a managing director and a good operations manager. Does this actually translate?
It scales down. The principle is accountability, not titles. Someone at the top table owns the strategy and the risk. Someone in the business runs the program. Metrics flow upwards so decisions are made on evidence. That structure works at 20 people or 200.
The people piece is something Brett doesn't gloss over either. He's not pretending displacement is a real thing.
No. He says workforce planning has to be on the board agenda from day one. Assess which roles are at risk, create redeployment pathways, budget for reskilling. And he makes a point that stuck with me. Executive leaders must be visibly accountable, and AI-driven operational KPIs should sit inside executive compensation.
So if the program doesn't deliver, it shows up on the leadership team's performance review.
That's the idea. It puts real accountability behind it rather than just good intentions.
And he closes with a 90-day plan, which I think is the most actionable part of the piece.
Five things. Establish the OCO. Pick three high-impact use cases with clear return on investment and resilience benefits, run a data readiness assessment, confirm your vendor procurement criteria, and publish a workforce impact and reskilling plan. 90 days, 5 deliverables.
So if I'm a managing director and I want one thing to do this week, mine would be to look at the three biggest operational pain points the business has and ask honestly whether there's a data or visibility gap sitting underneath each one, because that's usually where the opportunity is.
And mine would be to put a name to who owns this at the senior level, not hand it to IT, an actual decision maker who will answer for the results.
Because if no one owns it, the 90-day plan stays a document.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to work out what this looks like for your specific business, Brett offers a free AI audit there, worth booking if you're thinking seriously about this.
It's a dense piece, but a practical one. The governance framework alone is worth reading.
Thanks for listening.